coffee. I can't afford the coffee.
We drink Ashkenazi coffee.
No. Okay, so good morning. Can we rain late? Everybody, morning. We are starting now today. New Masechet Horayot. A couple of comments on Masechet Horayot before we just get into, I was going to write up my own introduction from a summary like I normally do, but I saw that online there was a very good summary here from Rav Steinsaltz. Okay, so just very quickly, basically, Horayot deals with mistakes made by Jewish courts and by Jewish leaders, and the atonement sacrifices are brought as a consequence of those errors. So we know that a person makes a sins, he brings a korban chatat in most of the cases we saw also, we had in the Shavuot or Levi or Ed, etc. Now, as a rule, there's a korban chatat kavua. That korban chatat kavua is a keves or a seir, right? Now, a kohen gadol, or the beitin itself, they bring a par instead of the keves. Okay, so this isn't a keves, they bring a par. It's called a par. Halem davar. If they make a ruling, that's wrong ruling. Right, so to a Kohen Gadol, if he makes a mistake. Also the Nasi. Now the Nasi here is not the Nasi of a tribe, it's the king. Okay, so that's also important. These guys all have their own Korban which they bring. Right, now, the Rav Steinsaltz says that although the focus of this Masechet deals with the Korbanot, and it should basically be, instead of Kochim, why is it here in a Zikin? So we saw the same reason why Shavuot was there and why we had, what did we finish yesterday? And Avodah Zorah, right? All those Masechtas, they came at the end of Seder Nezikin, right? Because it's basically also a continuation of Masechet Sanhedrin. Okay, so after learning the rules and the regulations that apply to the Jewish court system, specifically to the Great Sanhedrin, legislates the rules, he says, yeah, it's important also to address the issues now, how to deal with mistakes. And this is very important, listen to this line that he says here. It's impossible to avoid all circumstances of errors and mistakes. So you must be prepared for such situations, including arranging for atonement for them. Basically, people make mistakes. And Beitin also make mistakes. Kings make mistakes. And Nasim make mistakes. And Kohenai Gadoli make mistakes. Right? So therefore, they have no idea that as well. It's basically these laws regarding the sacrifices, brought in situations, appear in two separate places in the Torah, in Vayikra and in Bamidbar. Okay, the Torah says the entire people of Israel sins, basically, that we'll see in our Masechet. That's not clear from today. That this apar harem davar, the core of the Sanhedrin, applies when the majority of the people in Israel sin as a result of the decision that the Sanhedrin made, not when the minority. And we'll see that's basically where we get a bit stuck today. Okay, right. The Torah views the great, basically the Sanhedrin as the ultimate authority for all those words, and therefore this is important. It's forbidden to deviate to the right or the left. Right, don't mean to be small or what they say. Therefore, we assume that when they make a mistake, right. And someone will have to recognize the error and act to rectify it. And basically, since they made such a big mistake, it's clear that they did not make a mistake in a clear Torah law. It was something which wasn't clear, right? And it says, another period in time in Jewish history, even the leadership did not follow the Torah. It appears in those cases there were conscious rejection of Torah law. Thus, it's logical to conclude that the mistake was an error interpretation, and therefore they have to bring a korban, such from the Sanhedrin, also the Kohen Gadol and the king. And he says that since Masechet Horayot deals with these unique individuals and their positions, it also raises for discussion, or it sidetracks a bit, the different levels of community membership, between the different groups of people. We'll see that as well in the community example, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. This is the whole Makor in this Gemara of their different status. People are restricted in who they can marry, the judge on the one end, and the convert, widow and orphan on the other. Okay. So these are the topics that are found in Masechet Horayot, those commonly found in Talmudic discussion, other issues that are directly tangentiated are included here as well. Now, what's important to know about Masechet Horayot is that, like we've seen in other Masechtas as well, so Rashi is a suspicion if it's Rashi. There are a lot of people who think it's not really Rashi because of the style of the Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel on the Daf, it's clearly not Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, it's Rabbeinu Baruch, I think I read somebody else has written it. Tosfot, you'll see, is not on the outside like we normally see Tosfot. Look where Tosfot is, it's at the bottom. Okay? Couple of different differences about this Masechet. Now, I think you'll see from Amud Bet, where I apologize if I'm not so clear on at the last quarter of Amud Bet, like the last third of Amud Bet, there's a lot of... You have Mishnayot, and we often see the Mishnah is corrupted, and we have Chisura Mechsera, and the Gemara adds in. It appears like there's a lot of Chisura Mechsera in the Gemara. Okay? So, like I told you, I spent quite a lot of time yesterday on the last bit of Amud Bet, not understanding it, looking at all the different Gemaras which we've got here in Hebrew and English. None of them really make sense. The Gemara tries to prove a point and goes up and down and backwards and forwards to try and get to a point. but we'll see that as we go along. Okay, so let's start the first Mishnah. There's some parts where maybe we'll do less Rashi than normal. Okay, and there's some parts where we might have to do a bit more Rashi than normal. Okay, so like actually read the part of the Gemara in the Rashi. Okay, so the word horayot comes from the word lehorot, to instruct. Okay, so horayot means instructions. So the Beit Din, we're talking about giving instruction. Those are the horayot of the Beit Din from lehorot. Okay, so horu Beit Din la'avor alachat mikol mitzvot ha'omrot b'Torah. So the Beit Din gives you an instruction to basically go against, right, la'avor, to transgress one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Now, v'halacha yachid v'asa shogeg alpim. Now, it was clear, that's what the Steinzel said in the introduction, right, Rabbi Steinzel, his introduction, right, that it was a mistake. And they made a mistake. So now the individual went and b'shogeg, right, because unintentionally he listened to what they said. It's quite interesting because it wasn't unintentional, right? It was b'meizid, he did what they told him to do. You understand the, what I'm saying? Right? But asa shogeg al pihem. Now, the Mishnah says as follows. Bein she'asu v'asai mein. Whether the Beit Din themselves did it as well and he did it with them. Or bein she'asu v'asa acharen. Or whether they first did it and then he did it after them. Or bein she'lo asu v'asa. Even if they themselves, the Beit Din, never did this aveira and he did do it, patur. Doesn't matter if you did it with them, off them, or without them, he's still patur. Why? Because what he was, not him, he relied on Beit Din. On the other hand, Horu Beit Din. Beit Din gave an instruction, and they said, this is what you got to do. The Yada Echad Mehem Shetau. And now one of the Beit Din, one of the members in Beit Din, or somebody, knew that Beit Din were making a mistake. Or Talmid Vura'ui Lohora'ah. He, a person himself, wasn't a member of the Beit Din himself, but he was a Talmid. Remember we learned in Sanhedrin that the Beit Din sat, and in front of them all the rows of the students, and the clever ones that were closer, and they moved up and down that line, and they eventually became the Beit Din themselves. And we said those were Ra'ul Hora, those were people who themselves were suitable to teach Torah to Am Yisrael, but they yet weren't on the Beit Din. So if one of these guys is a Talmid, and he's Ra'ul Horot, right, V'alach V'asa Al Pihem, and he, knowingly, because he understands, he knows that they made a mistake, he nonetheless went and did it. Now, Bein She'asu V'asai Mahen, whether they did it and he did it with them, or Bein She'asu V'asachren, or they first Beit Din did the Aveira and then he did the Aveira on his own, or Bein She'lo Asu V'asa, even if they didn't do it, right, and then he did it, the Aveira Harei Zechayev. This guy is Chayev. Why? Because he wasn't now relying on Beit Din. He knew they were wrong. So you can't come and say, well, look, Beit Din told me, but you knew they were wrong, and nonetheless, you still did it. Right? Even though Beit Din paskened. Okay, we're going to get this now. Right? So, okay, on the contrary, it's mezid.
Exactly.
So that's why he's chayev.
To bring a
chayev. Hareze chayev. Mibnei shelo tal Beit Din. So Robert's got a good question. He was b'meizid. Would he have to bring a korban? Because you only bring a korban b'shogeg, not b'chad. No, but we'll see that later on. Not okay. Mibnei shelo tala b'Beit Din. Just 1 second. Right, look at Rashi there quickly. Mibnei shelo tala b'Beit Din. See that there. Chad mehem or Talmud she'ul hora'ah. Oto echad oto talmid v'asal pihem she'ta'a b'mitzvah lishmua divrei chachamim. Right. Arei zechayev. Now, Shelotah means mamash for Beit Din. Look, Rashi adds in the word mamash. He didn't really rely on Beit Din. Shra yodeya shetau. He knew they were tau. V'amir megemara ha'osemi pi atzmo chayev. Okay, v'aporat Beit Din patru. So we'll see that in a second. Right? And now the Mishnah says zeha klal. Now, we saw the other day, right? But the Mishnah says zeha klal. Remember, we learned it comes to add something, right? What do you mean zeha klal? Right? This is the rule. Ha'tole ba'atzmo chayev. V'atle Beit Din patru. That's the rule. If you rely on your own a decision to do something, you chayev. If you rely on Beit Din, you are patur. Right?
No, just that's opposite than what we said earlier.
Why is it opposite?
So his mistake was that he relied on himself rather than what the words of Beit Din were, because
his mistake is he never relied on himself. His mistake is that he knew it was wrong. And Beit Din said it's
from here the opposite, right?
Why?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. He did an Aveira because you relied on Beit Din. Beit Din paskin aloha and he went and did the Aveira. So he's patur. But yeah, he wasn't relying. He knows that Beit Din was wrong. He's a Talmid that's Ra'ui Lahorot. He's a Gadol himself. And he knew what they were doing was wrong. So now when he did it, he didn't do it because they said that to do it. He knew it was wrong. He now said, okay, no, I'll do it anyhow. That's okay, let's go. No. What's up?
To stand up against the
he never stood up.
In other words, how is he to paskin levad when there's a sakal?
Because because al pi rov, you only go after rov if there's a safek. When you know that it's that it's wrong, you don't go pi rov. Rov's only with a safek. We'll discuss it separately. Let's go. Okay. Amar Shmuel. I'm not trying to stop you, Stan, but I'm trying to get through it quickly. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Okay. Now Shmuel says like this: Lo lam ein beitin chayavim. Ad sheyomru lahem mutarim atem. So now Shmuel now comes along and fine tunes this language, right? When are beitin chayiv? We're talking about bringing a korban, right? Beitin when they discover that Am Yisrael sinned because they made a mistake, right? They got to bring a korban called a par ha'alem davar. Okay, that's the korban they bring, a par, a cow. They don't bring a keves or a seer, right? So Shmuel says, when do they? When are they? He says le'olam. Look at Rashi there, le'olam. Right? Somebody help me. I can't even see the Rashi. It's so small. Yeah, le'olam. Right? Ki asu akal or rubo alpim. You see that? You're sure? Here is a case of rov. The rov of the community sinned. Right? They did that sin. Right? Klomar beinaman beitin mevim par. Beinaman amar tzibu mevim par. We'll see just now why. Velo beitin olam lo have gemar hora de lichayev korban. Until beitin use the words. Letzibu mutarim atem. They can't just say this is mutar. They got to say it's mutar lachem, mutarim atem, right? Rav Dimi Menahada says, no, Amar ad sheyomru lahem mutarim atem la'asot. She says, no, it's not enough. Shmuel says, when they got to say it's mutar for you. Rav Dimi from Nahara says, no, you got to say mutarim atem la'asot. It's mutar for you to go and do the mitzvah. Not just mutar lachem, right? There's nuances here, but you can understand what's going on here. Rather, one is giving you more an instructive action to go and do the mitzvah, right? La'asot. So everyone says, my timer. Why? Because without saying mutar la'asot, you haven't completed the instruction. I'm rabbi. Right? So we also learned that. Chazar le'iro. Right? Look what happens now. The guy went back to his town. Remember, they came to Yerushalayim, to the Beitin, right? Now, chazar le'iro. Look at Rashi there. Zakein Mamre Le'iru. Remember Zakein Mamre in the Sanhedrin, right? A Zakein Mamre who he teaches against the Beitin, right? So Zakein Mamre Lo, Hora La'asot, so Abai is bringing a case from a Zakein Mamre. If he now, he goes up to Yerushalayim, remember he goes to the Beitin on his town, and then and up to all the way gets to the Sanhedrin, and he comes back to his town, and he hasn't repented, right? Shana Velimed Kederek Shelimed. If he just carries on learning the way he learned against the rules of the Sabbath Beitin, it's Patur. Because he can, it's his problem, learn what you want. Hora la'asot. But if he paskins halacha like that people around him, then that Zakein Mamre would be chayev. In other words, we see again here that it's hora la'asot, not just hora. See, if Beitin says it's mutar, that's not hora la'asot. It's like that's exactly the lashon of Rav Dimi Min Harda. They have to say mutarim atem la'asot. So we see inherent in the punishment is having told you to do. We also got a makor for that. Horula beitin lehinasei. A beitin gives a woman a permission to marry. Right? They think that her husband's not has in a case of a woman who's not sure where her husband is if he's dead or what. They allow and look at Rashi there. Al pi eid echad di b'shna eidim not tzarich beitin. Remember, it's only a case of one eid that said that the husband's dead. We learned this halacha before, right? Where's this from? This Gemara from Yavamo, right? Did I say va'acha v'kilkela? And now she went. Look at Rashi there. V'kilkela b'znut v'akarkach ba'ala. Okay, so they basically said that you're free now to marry. She went and did what she had to do. Chayevet b'korban. She has to bring a korban. Why? Look at Rashi over here. Have a korban lefi shelo hayta tola be'beitin midiktani horu la beitin. You see that lash on there? Beitin said to her, they look at the lash on the Tanina, it says, Horula Beitin Inasei. But they never said Hitirua. So Horu, without saying Hitirua, is like saying Lehorot without saying Lasot. Okay, it's like giving her the permission without telling her to do it. Hitirua is like telling a guy, Horu Lasot. Okay, Mutar Lachem, right? That's same. In other words, Beitin have to be very specific in what they're saying, for right? We also learned. Ravina goes on Makor. Beitin, Horu Beitin, La'avor, Alachat, Biko, Mitzvot, Hamor, Petora. He says, that's our Mishnah. Right? Ravina says, look at our Mishnah. Horu Beitin, La'avor, Alachat, Biko, Mitzvot, Torah. Right? Right? Mishnah says that. So therefore it says, Horul ve'lavor alachat mikotva amar b'torah. He says, the two law made you don't need any proof than that. It's Pashram Mishnah that like Rav Dimi from Nahard says, not like Shmuel, that it says, Horu beitin la'avor alachat mikotva amar b'torah. Right, that you've got to give instructions to actually go and do it. Beit Nef, to be very, very clear. Okay, this sounds like a very nice introduction to Masechet, right? It looks like it can be easy Masechet, and it's easy sailing, right? Okay, well, now we start. Okay. Well, not yet. So now there's an opinion that Shmuel says the other way around. That Amar Shmuel ain't Beit Yechavin Ad Shemuel Lehem Mutrin Lehem Lasot. Exactly like Rav Dimi the Harder said, right? And we said Shmuel said it, and then he now turned the other way around. That Shmuel says that they have to say lasot. And Rav Dimi Nahard Amar Afilu Mutarim Atem Nigmar Horan. Rav Dimi says no. Even they just say Mutarim Atem, right? Exact opposite shittas. And then Amar Abaya V'Halot Nan Hachi. Didn't we learn like this? Chazar Leiro V'Shinau Limed Kriyosh Limed Patur Horan Lasot Chayev. I was now arguing on Rav Dimi, right? Now supporting Shmuel. Right, so Amar Rabbi Abba, v'halot nan hachi. And again, didn't we learn horu la beit nasei v'achav kilkela chavim bekorban? Right, shelo hitiru la ele leinasei. Same idea, right? Other way around now. There was everyone supporting now Shmuel and not Rav Dimi. Amar Ravina v'halot nan hacha. And Shmuel and Ravina same says the third kasha now on Rav Dimi. Let me do it in our Mishnah. Horu beit lavor alachat mikol tzvah amar b'torah. Right, for too long, maybe we don't need more than that. So we see, it depends. We're not sure yet. The Gemara's not sure if it was Shmuel who said it, everyone supported Shmuel, or Rav Dimi said it, everyone else supported Rav Dimi. Right, two opinions, but we see that, have you look at it, Beitin have to be very specific in what they're saying before they would be chayv. Okay, so now, Valach hayachid v'asa shogeg al pihim. Right, remember that the Mishnah brought two possibilities, right? Halach hayachid, and then it doesn't make a difference whether he did it with them or after them or without them. And we saw that the Gadol, the Talmud, it didn't make a difference. He did it with them, after them, or without them. He was Chayev. Right? The Yachid was Patrick, he was Chayev. Okay, so now the Gemara says as follows. Venitni, Gemara says Kashi, right? We should have rather learned Va'asa al Pihem. Right? Venitni Va'asa al Pihem. Shogeg Lamali. Right? Because what does it say? The Mishnah says, "V'halach hayachid v'asa shogeg al pihem." Right? And right? It's not, what do you mean v'asa shogeg? Right? I think we all noticed at the beginning when we learned that word shogeg troubled us, right? So the Gemara says, "V'nitni v'asa al pihem." He should have said that he did what they said. What does it mean he did what they said b'shogeg? Right? Unwittingly, I think is the correct English term for shogeg. How does that say shogeg in your Gemara?
Inadvertently.
Unwittingly. Yours? Inadvertently. Okay. So Amarava, shogeg, what's the word shogeg? Lituye comes to include, in other words, it's an inclusive comment. Horu beitin shechelev mutar. Listen to this interesting one. Chelev made, the beitin made, remember, this is going to be much of our Gemara. We saw this in at the end of Avodah Zorah as well, right? So you've got chelev and shuman. Chelev, by the way, is shuman. It's also a fat. Right, and shuman is shuman. The truth be told is that the Torah doesn't use the word shuman. According to the Netziv, whenever the Torah speaks about shuman, it says chaylev. Just you got mutar chaylev and asur chaylev. Right, but shuman is the fats of animal that's mutar to eat. Chaylev is the fats that are asur. Normally the fats that are asur to eat are the parts that are like right around an organ. So like you have around your teret ha-kaved, right, has shuman around it. You have the klayot, have shuman around it. All those things, normally the fat right around the organ is the chayli, which is also to eat. Okay? So now, Beit Din made a paskin that the chaylev here was mutar. Let's say animal was shecht, there wasn't much food to eat at the time in Israel, and they were short of food, and they brought food to the Beit Din, and the Sanhedrin Agadol said, yes, no problem, you can all eat this is kosher. Chaylev, even though it's chaylev, right? Right? Now look what happens. Horu Beit Din shechaylev mutar. Ve'nitchalev lo chaylev b'shuman. Now what happened was he actually didn't eat that chaylev. That chaylev got mixed up. And instead of the chaylev, he ate kosher shuman. Daniel, why do you open the door, please? He ate kosher shuman. But he ate kosher shuman. You with me? He thought he was eating chaylev, but he actually ended up eating kosher shuman. Okay, let's look here. Nitchalev lo chaylev b'shuman. Va'achlu. Right? Now, So there was chaylev and there was shuman. They got mixed up. He thought he was eating, so I said the other way around. So he thought he was eating the kosher shuman. but he actually ate the chaylev, right? But he never ate the chaylev because Beit Din told him he could eat the chaylev. Even though Beit Din had said the chaylev was okay, he actually thought that he was going to eat the shuman. There was chaylev and shuman. Beit Din said the chaylev's kosher, but he said, you know what, I'm going to actually eat shuman as well. I'll have shuman for chaylev for supper. For lunch, I'm going to have the shuman. But he actually ate the chaylev, thinking it was shuman. So here was a proper case of shogeg, right? Because let's say Beit Din hadn't got involved in the situation, and he mixed up chaylev with shuman, and he ate the chaylev thinking it was shuman. That would be a classic shogeg, correct? But yeah, Beit Din had said that the shuman, that the chaylev was mutar anyhow, right? But he ate the chaylev thinking it was shuman, right? He's patur, right? That's the first case. And then I'll pee him, right? So the first case is Beit Din shechaylev mutar v'nitchalef lo chaylev shuman v'achlu, the chaylev is patur. Or if you're allowed, I'll pee him, right? That Beit Din eat the chaylev, I'll pee him mamash. And he also ate the chaylev because of Beit Din. There are two cases here that God is telling us that this word shogeg comes to include.
So he wasn't relying on them.
In the first, there are two cases. Right. In the first case, he wasn't relying on them. In the second case, he was relying on them. And nonetheless, he's patur. Even though in the second case, why? Because the second case, even though he ate the chaylev, he still thought it was mutar to eat the chaylev. That's not why he ate it. He ate it by mistake. But had he known it was the right chaylev, he would eat it anyhow, because Beit Din said it was mutar to eat. So normally you'd bring a korban as a yachid in a case where, right? But here you're relying on Beit Din. But he never relied on Beit Din. But if he had known it, he would be relying on Beit Din. But look at Rashi here. Look at Rashi here. Amar Rava Shogeg. Hold on, look at Rava there. Amar Rava. Tarti Ketani. See this Rashi over here? Mm-hmm. Tarti Ketani. See, it's like about just under halfway down the line. It says, there are two we learned, the Mashmachi, Valacha Yachid Vasa. The individual went, or Shogeg, or Alpihim. Right? So either he ate by Shogeg, or he got mixed up, or Alpihim. Shogeg, Kagon Shuru Beit Din, Shechelev Mutar, then Beit Din, there was Mutar, the Chelev, Vitchalef, Lo Chelev, Shuman Vachlu. And nonetheless, he ate the Chelev, the Patur, was he Patur? After Gav, they'll have the Alpihim, they wasn't relying on them, Mamash. And he ate it clearly by Shogeg. However, in the case like this, had he known that it was Chaylev, he wouldn't have changed his mind. He wouldn't have said, oh, I can't eat it. Why? Because it was Mutar. So he would have had none of this. That's also called Toleba Beit Din, as if you're allowed on Beit Din. He never allowed on Beit Din. But had he known halfway through, if someone said, oh, you're eating chaylev, he would have said, oh, it's chaylev. He would have said, oh, no problem, it's chaylev. But it's not going to eat it, I would carry on eating it. So even though he didn't start by relying on Beit Din, but it would, that's why we got the word shogeg according to Rava. Okay, you got that? Okay, Vika to Amri, there's another mama, Amar Rava, why is it shogeg there? Shogeg, I'll pee him, who de patur. Right, that's only when, like in the second case, where the mamash relied on them. Aval nitchalef lo chaylev b'shuman va'achlu chayev. There's a mind that the first answer is that Rava gave us a great explanation of why the word shogeg is in the Mishnah. Right, in the second ikad Amri says no, Rava doesn't actually hold like that. Rava would say that in a first case, like where you mixed up and you ate thinking wrong, you'd be chayev in a because you weren't lying about it at all. There was a mamash shogeg case, right. Now the Gemara is like this: Milta de pshitele le Rava, what was pashut to Rava, kemi bayile Rami Bar Chama, was a kasha Rami Bar Chama, and we see the bayi Rami Maurice. We daven Maurice. We can daven upstairs to that. You can stay. We're going to up. Yeah, you can stay. Yeah, we're upstairs. Right? He says the bayi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked this kasha. Right? This is a Gemara later on Daf Dalet. Horu Beit Din shechelev mutar v'nitchalef lo. That Beit Din made a ruling that chaylev was mutar, and then like we saw, nitchalef lo chaylev b'shuman. The Bach puts in there chaylev b'shuman. That bet over there is chaylev b'shuman, right? Chaylev b'shuman. Va'achlu, and he ate it. So now mahu? So now we got a kasha, right? So Amar Rava, Rava says toshma from our Mishnah halach yachid v'asa shogeg al pim. See, there's the word shogeg. Rava quotes our Mishnah and says, here's the answer to your question. The Mishnah uses the word shogeg v'chule v'chule v'chule, right? Shogeg. So now, if that's the case, Shogeg al pi'em lamali, says Rava, why do I have the word Shogeg? Why not just Va'asa al pihem. Why does it say asa shoge al pihem? Lav la tuye. Isn't it to include horu beitin shechalibutem nichalef lo chalev b'shuman v'achdu patu? Like we saw, Rashi said, that's why. Does you be patu in a case like that? So Rabbi Bar Chaim doesn't like this idea. He says, no. Well, what is the proof of that? Dilma shoge al pihem hu de patur, aval nichalef lo chalev b'shuman v'achdu chayev. Okay, that's, he says, maybe not. Maybe that's only good when he listened to them. But he listened, if he mixed it up, there would be a proper case of shogeg, and he would be chayev, and we can't infer the Mishnah on that. Now, Ikad Amri, again, now we're going to see, like, remember we had in the first case, we said Rava answered, explained the Gemara, then there was Ikad Amri, the Rava didn't hold like that. So this answer to Rami Bar Chama was in the way that Rava explained the Mishnah for the first time round. But it was Ikad Amri of Rava that it wasn't the case. It was Ikad Amri, Amar Rava, Toshma, Halach Yachid, Vasa Shogeg Al Pihem. Now again, right, my love, Shogeg Al Pihem Hu Depatur, Van Nechalef Lo Chalev Veshumem Achlu Chayev. Right, the exact opposite. Wouldn't he he'd be Chayev for a Korban if he mixed it up acting his own volition? Then the Gemara says, no, Dilma or Shogeg or Al Pihem Beplugta. Right, says no, maybe it's or shogeg or apihem. Right, in both those cases, right, that the Mishnah is speaking about. In those cases, how did the Gemara just tell me? Try give me a translation there of how of that last word, the apihem beplugta. Right.
Whether inadvertently or whether he ate knowingly, relying on their word.
So they both, so it was the other way around, right? So the doche here is against Rava's second opinion, that maybe the loch is like Rava said in his first opinion. Okay, let's go. Kahuru beitin shechelev mutar. Right? So now we are taking this case that we just spoke about now. V'nit chalef lo chelev b'shuman. Right? V'achlu. Rav amar, here comes a machloket in the Gemara. Right? You know why? I made two dots here in my own pen, and I thought it was the Gemara's two dots. I couldn't understand why we ended the sugya here. Yeah. Okay, the two dots. Here comes the beplugta. Yeah. Okay, here we are. Sorry, okay, now it makes sense to me, right? Dilma shoge or apihem beplugta. Right? This is the machloket. Horu beitin shechedev mutar bin chalep lo chedev b'shuman v'achlu rav amar patuv rav yochanan amar chayev. Right? There's the machloket. Right? So Rav Yochanan, look at Rashi, look at the top. Now it's on the Tosfot side of the Amud. Right, Rav Amar Patur, the Tolu Beitin, right, like a normal case. And Rav Yochanan says, why is he Chayev? Hoyev, lo havi apihem amish. It wasn't exactly apihem, right? Ketole ba'atzmo hu v'chayev. It's not, why are you blaming Beitin? He made a mistake here. He should be Chayev according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that's the plukta, right. Meitive. Now the Gemara asks a kashya, right, on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that he's chayev. Now it was clear to us, I think, from the answer that the Gemara wanted to answer like Rava, that he wouldn't be chayev, right? From the Mishnah, that's why the word shogeg is in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayev. So we understand Rabbi Yochanan. Here's the difficulty over here, right? So meitive. The pasuk says, look at this pasuk. Ve'im nefesh achat techeta. If one individual, right, sins bishgaga inadvertently. Me'am ha'aretz, from amongst the people, ba'asota achat mitzvot Hashem, by doing inadvertently, right, going against one of the mitzvot of Hashem, asher lo te'asen, which he shouldn't do, va'ashem, and then he's chayev. Okay, it's a complicated pasuk, right, not a straightforward pasuk. So Rabbi Yochanan, harei hu omer asher lo te'asena, right, asher lo te'asena, Va'ashem, the Bach knocks out the word bishkaga, right? Asher lo te'asena va'ashem. That's the pasuk. Asher lo te'asena va'ashem. He shouldn't do it. And what happens if he does it? He's Hashem. Right? Now the pasuk carries on and says, the next pasuk is, Ohoda elav chatato. Right? Now, when he becomes known to him that he made the sin, right? Therefore, what does it say? Hashem me yidiato. Right? It says, yeah, Ohoda elav chatato asher chata vehevi korbano. Right? So hashev mi yidiato. So he knows about it. Therefore, he now has to go back from his original actions. What happens according to the pasuk? Mevi korbano shkigato. Lo shav mi yidiato. If he doesn't know that he's done it wrong, he hasn't changed his mind. Mevi korbano shkigato. Now, the Gemara asks the kasha here. Remember, this was the bright against Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'im ita. Right, if Rabbi Yochanan is right that the guy is chayev, Right? Halo shav mi diatohu. He hasn't yet come back from his yediato. Right? And when you're in a korban, only b'shav mi diato. This guy wasn't shav mi diato. Right? So he didn't know what he did. He's basically why not? Because he was relying on Beitit, right? So how can Rabbi Yochanan be right? So Amar Papa, Papa says as follows: Kesab Rabbi Yochanan, Kevan dechi mityade lehu leveidina. When Beitin would know, to become apparent to Beitin, because this guy's never going to know he made a mistake. Why? Because Beitin told him it was mutar. So he mitchalef, he ate the chalev, because he got mixed up with the shuman, and he wanted to eat the shuman. But Beitin had said nonetheless that the chalev was mutar. So when's he ever going to come back and make change his mind and know that he made a mistake? To bring him be able to say that the guy in the first place is chayav a korban. So he says, no. Papa says that Beitin would know. Hadra behu. And then Beitin would change their minds. And therefore, vunami hadar bei, right? Therefore, he as well would be, so to speak, realize that he had made a mistake. And that is shav mi yediato. Because we could easily say, that's not shav mi yediato. That's shavu mi yediatam. And the pastor speaking about the individual. Shabbat says, no. When they realize they made a mistake and they change their minds, it's as if he changed his mind. And therefore, he'd be chayving a korban. Okay. So Amar Rava. Rav is like a modi Rav. Right? Now, Rav, remember, Rav was one who said he's patur. And Rabbi Yochanan said the one that he's chayev. Right? Everybody with me? Mm-hmm. Right? Right? So Amar Rav. Rav says that even Rav, who said he's patur, Mode Rav Sha'enu Mashlim Lerov Tzibur. Now this is important, right? What's important over here? Rov Tzibur, we spoke about it in the introduction, right? When Beit Din make a decision of this kind, and as a result of Beit Din's mistake, Am Yisrael sin, Beit Din bring a par ha'alem davar only if the majority of Am Yisrael did the sin. Now let's say that there's 100,000 Am Yisrael, and 50,000 exactly, sin, plus this guy. This would be 50,001, that would be a majority. So Rav says, this guy isn't part of the majority. Why? Because he didn't really sin by relying on Beit Din. He sinned because he thought he was eating shuman, and it got mixed up and he ate the chalev. So he made his own shogeg aveira. He wouldn't have stopped eating it because he would have relied on Beit Din had someone pointed out that it was chalev. Nonetheless, that's not part of the Rav. Okay? That's what Rav says. Okay, so more Rav, she'enu mashlim l'rov tzibur. My time, amakra bishgaga. Because the pasuk says bishgaga, ad sheyu kulan bishgaga achat. And this is not really the same shgaga. Because their shgaga was, they all went and ate the chalev because Beit Din is butar. He ate the chalev because he actually thought he was eating the shuman and ended up eating the chalev. Okay.
They use the word
Bishkaga
to include that situation.
Actually, you, Ash Shogeg, right. So that's what Rav said. Rav's saying, he's patur from a korban, but even Rav acknowledges that there is, look, at the end of the day, I go back to my own thesis, right? Who's he arguing with? Rabbi Yochanan. Now, when Rabbi Yochanan says something, everybody stands up. If Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not the case, and Rav says it is the case, then we see even Rav, in some sense, acknowledges that there's something to what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. He says, there's got to be something different about this. Even though Shogeg comes to teach us that he's going to be patur, but he still wouldn't be part of the Rav, Im Am Yisrael is, if all sins. Okay. Now, Bein Shasu, now the Mishnah comes, the Gemara is going to analyze now, how are we doing time-wise? Ooh. Okay, I'm sorry, but there's just not, there's no shortcuts. Can't help it. Okay, we have to do it quickly. Now the Mishnah, remember we had the Mishnah Bein Shasu V'Asai Mahen. So we had two levels, right? We had first the Beit Din made a decision, then we said whether he did it with them, after them, or without them. Then we had when the Talmid Chochem, who was Ra'u L'Hora'ah, whether he did it with Beit Din, after Beit Din, or without Beit Din, he'd be chai. Remember that? That's the Gemara over here now. Right, so Bein Shasu V'Asai Lama Leila Mitni Kolhani. What did he learn all this for? Whether he did it with them, after them, without them, right? And then again with the guy with the Talmid Chochem the other way around. He says, Bishlom Reisha, understand the Reisha, right? The first part where it says with them or after them, right? Because that is a case of Lozu Afzu Ketani. You understand why, right? We know what that is, right? Look, find me the Gemara there quickly. The Rashi, sorry, Bishlom Reisha, you got that Rashi there? It's in line with the Gemara Amar Avina, Af Anami Tanina Horu Beitin La'avor. Right? Bishlam Reisha Lozu Afzukatain Dahachi Mashma Lomi Bai Zu Dasa Imahem Dahave Vadai Tolibe Beitin the Patur. Ela Avzu Nami Dasa Harehim Avatabetin the Patur. The Gemara says, I understand that. He said, not only would he be Patur if he did it with them, but even if he did it after them, he would still be Patur. That's the case of Lozu Afzu Ketani. Right? So the first case of the Mishnah with Horu Beitin, where we had those three things, they understand why. Why could we say the guy's Patur? He's Patur. Not only if he did it with them, he's Patur. Even if he did it off them, he's Patur. But even if he did it by himself, he's still Patur. That thing understands why we need the Reisha. Ela Seifa. But the Seifa is the Lechiyuva. The Seifa is telling us when the guy's Chayiv. Now, if he's Chayiv, if he did it with them, and remember he's doing it on his own volition, then where's I having to think he isn't chayav if he did it by himself? You with me? You understand the question? Yes? Okay. Ibchemi by the way, we should have it the other way around. Should be the exact opposite way around, right? In other words, we should say that he's chayav if he did it by himself. And more so, even if he did it with them, after them, even if he did it with them, he's still chayav. Right? You put him in the mala. Okay? So one says, Zo ve'ein tzarich lomar zo ketani. So one says, no, that's why we learned like that. The Gemara is teaching us, Zo, you wouldn't even have to say like this, and you wouldn't even have to say it like this. Obviously, he'd be chayiv as well. Okay, that's a very good question. Right, ketani. The next part of the Mishnah was, Ve'yada echad mehen sheta'u, o talmid ve'ui lohoras. The Mishnah said two examples, right? Either the guy knew, one of the members of the Beit Din himself, he knew that they made a mistake, or he wasn't one of the Beit Din himself, but he was a Talmud, and Ra'ui Lehora'ah, and he was suitable himself to give Hora'ah. So now, the Gemara says as follows. And you see the Rashi's here, on both sides of the Amud, right? So that's why I think we have to start skipping some Rashi's here, but it's not going to be easy. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tarti Lamani, why do I need both these cases? What do you mean, a member of the Beit Din and a Talmud, right? Why do we both? I'm a rabbi, it's just we them both. It's rabbi. Why? Saga al Khamina, what would we have thought that this Talmud, right? Ra'ul Hora'ah, Hani Mili, Gamir Vesavir, right? Look at Rashi there. Gamir, we're driving upstairs. Gamir Vesavir, right? What's Gamir Vesavir? So look at Rashi over here. Xavir mevin davar mitoch davar. That's like a higher level of learning. So we would have thought that maybe we need the level of Hora'ah here, of a person who may be in Davar, it was just a normal, on a pride, it wouldn't be good enough. Aval Gamir, Velo Savir, Lo, but if he was just able to learn the halachas, but not may be in Davar, a guy like that wouldn't be Chayev, right? So, and therefore, it's basically like a Kamash Amale Abaya, Lo Hora'ah, right? Gamir, Velo Savir, Hu. See that the Bach puts in there, right? Lora, gamir velo savirhu, gamir vesavir mashma. So he says, no, I don't understand. It makes sense. So he says, Amalei, ana hachi kamina. This is how he answers it, right? Abai says, imehahi, if it had just been from the gamir, ahu ahava mina hani midi gamir vesavir, aval gamir velo savir lo, right? If it had just written the one. It says a Gemara like this. So therefore, Tana Ra'ui Lehora'ah. What is it? Ra'ui Lehora'ah. Mishnah Yotayra come and tell us. In other words, what's the addition over and above a Talmid Ve'Ra'ui Lehora'ah? Right? Talmid and Lehora'ah. Afilu Gamir Velo Savir Savir Velo Gamir. Makes no difference. If he's Ra'ui Lehora'ah, we don't have to have the best guy in the room, Ra'ui Lehora'ah. Once he's sitting in the benches there, Ra'ui Lehora'ah, Gamir Ve'Savir Gamir Lo Savir, he would still be Chayev. Okay. So now the Gemara goes on to the next part of the Mishnah of Ra'ui Lehora'ah. It says, Kegon Man, give us some examples. Who's Ra'ui Lehora'ah? Amar Rava, Kegon Shimon, remember this? Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zuma. Right? So look at this. I think Rashi actually brings the Gemara we learned it from. I think Rashi brings it, that it was in Sanhedrin Daf Hay, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Kegon Shimon ben Azai,
Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zai. There we are. Look at Rashi there. Not Daf Hay, I made a mistake. Daf Shim Yud Zayin. Look at Rashi there. Shayu Yoshvin Lifnei Chachamim Vayu Reuyin Lehora'ah Kiraminu Meperek Kamed Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin Vet Danin Lifnei Chachamim Shimon Ben Azai Shimon Ben Zuma. Okay, so that's what we wrote in sin, right? These guys. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, Ki hai gavne meizidu. He said, well, wait a second. You told me a second ago that that is shogeg, and they chayiv in a korban shogeg. But if a guy is ra'u lehora'a, and he knows the halocha, and nonetheless he goes and he does an aveira, that's not called shogeg. That's called mezid. Now, for mezid, you don't bring a korban. Right? Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Got the question? For mezid, you don't bring a korban. Mezid, you pattern a korban. Right? So he says, so why are you telling me it's a shogeg? So look at this. So now Rav sort of like turns the whole thing back on his head. He says, v'letameich, ha de tanya. Right? There, now that you're telling me, if that's the case, that the tanya over there, right? It's a bright in Trat Kohanim. It's not actually a bright. It's not a bright. It's a midrash, right? It's from Trat Kohanim. The tanya ba'asota achat, the pasuk, right? The midrash Trat Kohanim on the pasuk, which says ba'asota achat. Remember, v'im nefesh achat techeta bishkaga me'am haaretz ba'asota achat. That midrash there says, well, what was asota achat? Yachid ha'osim pi atzmo chayev borat beitin patur. Mishnah says, right, when you do it, you only chayv a korban to do your own. If Beit told you to do it, you patur. Kaitzad, what's going on over here? Horu Beitin shecheriv mutar. Now, Beitin said that cheriv is mutar. Venoda lechad mehem shetau. Right? And now it appears that one of them made a mistake. Right? Who's that? Lechad mehen. Right? One of the Beitin themselves. Right? Or Talmid Yoshev Lifnehen, the Midrash says. Or not even Beitin. One of those Talmidim sitting there that are Ra'ui, right? Ra'ui Lahora'a. Kegon Shimon ben Azai. Right? Now he's bringing us the Midrash. Midrash says that one of them are sitting there. Like, and who's sitting there? Like Shimon ben Azai. Yacholye Patur. Right? Could this guy be Patur Makorban? Talmud Lomar. Pe'asota Achat. Right? Yachid Aose Alatzmo Chayev. Borat Beitin Patur. So Abaya's question is, according to you, Rava, that Midrash doesn't make sense. According to that Midrash, right, we're saying over there that Yachid Ose Al Piatzmo Chayev, but Borat Beitin, he's Patur. Right, why is he Patur? Because Beitin made the mistake, and we're still going to see that if Beitin, if most of the people do a mistake, then Beitin bring the Korban, he's probably bringing a Korban. Not because he's Patur, because he was Chayev. It was not because he was over b'meizid, he was patur because Beitin are going to bring a korban. So now if Beitin bring a korban, he's patur. So according to you, there's never a case of anybody being patur if there's somebody there, ra'u lehora, who knows about it, because it's always a case of patur from a korban because it was b'meizid. You with me? Right? So now the Bach changes this around. He says, heichim ishkachat la, ela, so you never find a case where there's a korban. Ela kagon de yada da asur, where he knew, so we're speaking about a case of what? That he knew it was Asur. V'ketai, and when he made the mistake, what was his mistake? B'mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim. That was his mistake. His mistake was, it's not a mistake, right? But we've got a mitzvah. We've got a mitzvah to listen to chachamim. Chachamim said it's mutar. Right? So therefore we went and we listened. Right? So he says like this. So that's basically Abayas HaKash. L'didi nami. So now he says, Rava says like this, the didi nami, the tau b'mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim. So that's what, right? Because remember what the kasha was. Because we said, kagon ma'an, I'm a Rava, kagon shum meshetach, right? And then Abaya said, but wait a second, that's mazid. So Rava proved from this mission, he says, that's exactly what I'm telling you, Rava says. Me too, what was the aveira here? The aveira here, b'shogeg, was listening to the chachamim. And therefore, you're right. If the chacham knew, right? So then it's mazid, but my mistake as a shogeg was listening to the chacham. Or even the chacham who knew his mistake was doing what Beitin said, listening to the Beitin. Or the Talmud was doing it to the Beitin. So that's the shogeg. So you're right. If they themselves did it, right, so it would be mazid. That's why when they themselves do it, right, they even though they patur from being a korban because they're chayav mazid, they shogeg in the sense that they did what the Beitin said. Now, I'll be very honest with you, it's a little bit tricky over here, right? Because the one who is saying that he is chayev, was he chayev a korban? Because he allowed it himself. But he's chayev a korban. But was he chayev a korban? He allowed it himself. By relying on himself, he was over b'mezid. So Rava says, no, he's over b'shogeg. Even though he knew himself it was wrong, he did what the Beitin did, and that was his mistake. Do what the Beit Din
does. And he's putter from the korban.
He's b'chai, he's chai of a korban. The individual, ra'u lo hora'ah, v'alach v'asal pihin, right? V'asu harezi chayiv. He's chayiv bringing a korban. He has to bring his own korban. He doesn't bring their Israel on their korban.
The korban is...
But the korban is shogeg because of that. Not because of Maizik. Okay, so now it's going to be a little bit trickier now. Zeh ha'klal. Ha'tole ba'atzmo chayiv. Now the Mishnah said this is the klal. So the question is, what's the klal? Li tu yemai. What is the klal coming you with Gaza Kaddish? Right. We're not going to be in here. No, we're going to be in here. Okay. Zeh ha'klal. Ha'tole ba'atzmo chayiv. Right, so the Gemara says, Litui Amai. What is this, Zeh HaKlal? In other words, what is it, not in the Mishnah that the word Zeh HaKlal is coming to add? Right? It says, Latuye Mevaet Behora'ah. Right? Mevaet Behora'ah. Look at the Rashi over here. Mevaet Behora'ah. How many Rashi? Where's the Rashi? Yeah, Latuye Mevaet Behora'ah. Shema Yara Gildi Hirop Mevaet Behora'ah. This is a guy who never listens to Beit Din. Right? V'achar kach horu shechelev mutar. And then Beit Din said the chelev is mutar. V'alach zeh ha-meva'et. And this guy who never listens, Ediha, v'asa al pihem. And now suddenly he's happy. He's always eating chelev. And now Beit Din said it's mutar. He went and ate the chelev. Right? Hoyel v'hu ragil yot meva'et. Since he eats chelev without them, basically. Hashtadam meva'et. Even though now he's listening to Beit Din, we don't regard it, he's eating because Beit Din said he could. V'keshu ochel chaylev mipi atzmo hu oseh. Whatever he said, listen, mate, don't get clever with us. You wouldn't do this, even Beit Din hadn't said, therefore you're actually doing it on your own. V'eino tlo Beit Din hilcha chayev korban. Okay? That's quite a radical one, huh? Because, I mean, maybe they had the tshuva yesterday. And, okay, let's move. Mevayit b'hora, right? Tlo Beit Din, right? Patur latuye. So what's it? Latuye mai, latuye mevayit b'hora. Says tole be'Beit Din, right? Patur. The Bach puts in the patur. Lituye horu Beit Din v'yadu sheta'u v'chazru b'hin. Okay. So what's going on here? Lituye mevayit b'hora. Tole be'Beit Din. If he had tole be'Beit Din be patur. What's up going on there? Help me out quickly, somebody.
It's a case where the court ruled to permit something punishable by Karet, and the court then realized that they had erred and retracted their ruling.
Is this a new halacha here?
Explains the point of the second clause of the general rule.
Oh, man, I've got to read the whole thing here. I'm confused. Zeh haklal. Hatole ba'atzmo chayav, ava hatole ba'Beit Din patur. Sorry, so hatole ba'atzmo, that was lituye mai, lituye mevayet b'hora'ah. Now, tole ba'Beit Din, that's the part of the Mishnah, sorry. Tole ba'Beit Din, right, what's that telling us? And then we said that hatole ba'Beit Din, the claw was hatole ba'Beit Din patur. Now, that case over there, tole ba'Beit Din patur, okay, that's what the Bach got confused. The Bach puts in there, Tole Beit Din Patur, to fill up the Mishnah, right? Mm-hmm. What's that coming to teach us? Leituye teach us, Horu Beit Din, Veyadu Shetau, Vechazru Bahin, right? So, Horu Beit Din, Veyadu Shetau, right? And they knew that they made a mistake, Vechazru Bahin, right? Then we said, they are Patur. So, Beit Din. We said, yeah, Horu Beit Din.
He didn't know of the change, that they changed.
Right, but Tlu Beit Din Patur, and he carried on doing nonetheless what he had done, right? So Tlu Horu Beit Din, V'yadu Shetu V'chashu Bahen, he would still be Patur. So we said, well, saying, V'ha Behed Yeketanila. We've got a Mishnah later on, in a few Daf, where that's written in Furash. But I think it's tomorrow's Mishnah.
Yeah.
I think it's on Daf Gimel.
Daf Gimel on the
third. If you look at the Mishnah, Daf Gimel, second line, Horu Beit Din, V'yadu Shetu V'chashu Bahen, and he went and did nonetheless what they told him to do. That's the Mishnah. Right? So the Mishnah on Amud Gimel tells us, we have a Mishnah before Eshet, that is Mutah. So why do we need a Zeh HaKlal in our Mishnah to teach us what's Mefurash in tomorrow's Mishnah? Right? That's the Gemara's question, right?
What happened here is the Beit Din changed its mind.
Yes, and then but he never knew.
But he didn't know.
Right. So what the Gemara's question is here is why do we need a Klal in our Mishnah to be mechadesh that halacha when it's written clearly in the Mishnah tomorrow? That's the Gemara's question, right? So, right, habehed yeketanila. Says in a tani b'harim mefaresh. That's why. It's written in our Mishnah as a klal, and then the Mishnah often explains itself, and that's what it is. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zud Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But don't think everybody agrees with that, right? Not everybody agrees that that's the case, right? Aval Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim say, Yachid Sha'asaburat Beitin, Chayiv, right? A keves and a seer, right? They said, no, even if that's the case, he's still Chayiv, a korban. Right, this is this. Now the Gemara says, "My Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's makor for saying that he's patur? Why? The time we got a brighter, and the brighter brings that pasuk ve'im nefesh." Right, the Bach, the Mesura Shas there says ve'im nefesh achat techeta. If one of these individuals should make a sin, bishgaga basota. Right, he made a sin by doing what he shouldn't have done. Right, within the pasuk, ra'elu gimel mu'atin ha'osem pi atzmo. Five. So if you look here. Rashi actually brings, we're not going to read it now, I don't have the time, but Rashi brings from that brighter all the three examples of where there's a mi'uta, the akont Rabbi Yehuda. If you just look across into Rashi very quickly at the end, Rabbi Yehuda, chad le me'uta ze oker v'ze meniach, v'chad le me'uta ze achol v'ze achol, v'chad le me'uta, what's the third mi'ut? Yachid sha'asa b'horat beitin depatu. Because Rabbi Yehuda's got his limud, I cover brighter, but we don't want to skip that whole Rashi out. And this third limud of Rabbi Yehuda tells us, right? So my that was Rabbi Yehuda. Now my Rabbanan, what's Rabbanan's makor? Rabbanan's makor is the Tanya. Now here you've got no choice. You got to go to Rashi because the first part of the brighter is important. The end is more difficult. If you quick go to Rashi on the other side of the Amud. Right, in the inside column, where Rashi normally is, towards what we see, Talmud Lomar Me'ama Aretz Tafil Rubok. You see that Rashi there? Go right to the end there. Right, it says like this. Go down the line there. He says, Ba'asota, about seven lines into the Rashi, Ba'asota, Yachol Yachid Shasa Chayev, Shnaim Shasu Pturin, Talmud Lomar Me'ama Aretz, Afilu Merubin. Right, so that's the whole bright. The bright starts like that. Ba'yachol, would a Yachid be Chayev? But two who did it be patur. Talmud Lomar me'am aretz. Even if it's the majority, they're all still patur. Va'adayin ani omer. Now comes the brightest here in the Gemara. Va'adayin ani omer. Mi'ut kahal shechatu chayavin. If the minority of the nation sin, they chayav. Why they chayav? She'ein beitin mevin al yedehen par. Where does the beitin bring a par? This is important. This is the fundamentals of this masechet. When does a beitin bring a par? When the majority of the nation sinned. If the minority of the nation sinned, they're not going to bring a par. So they've got to bring their own korban, says Chachamim, right? Right? But Rov Kahal Shechatu Yupturin. Maybe they'd be patur. Like a question mark, right? Why? Share Beitin, maybe not get a hem par. Tabud Lomar, Me'am Aretz, Afilu Ruba, Vafilu Kula. So you see that Chachamim say it makes no difference. Whenever, even if Chachamim bring a par, the Beitin bring a par, individuals don't bring a korban. So that's an intrinsic machloket here. He says they never ever bring it, right? Now we've got to remember that, because we're trying to prove now, Chachamim, that the Yechidim always bring a korban. So now the Gemara says, B'mai, what did they sin? Right? Look at Rashi, B'mai chat'u, that they're going to bring a korban. Ilay mebishkagat ma'aseh. Now there's a massive, the gra restructures this lashon here. I'm going to read it according to the change of how the gra reads it. It says, Ilay mebishkagat ma'aseh, shelo bohora at beitin. If the individuals did something which Beitin didn't instruct them to do. So, my avida taihu, Beitin, ki maitu, shlobora. Why would Beitin even bring? The question is, this shkaga of the individual, was it because Beitin said something? Because they did it on their own volition. If Beitin didn't tell them to do anything, then why would you think Beitin would bring a korban? So, obviously, that individual have to bring a korban, right? So, the question says, no, we're talking about even bohora'ah. So he says, wait a second, if that's the case, v'haki ketiv me'am ha'aretz, but me'am ha'aretz, the words me'am ha'aretz, the individual implies b'shkigat ma'aseh, that the individual did a shkigat ma'aseh, right? And it doesn't, v'hu dichtiv el, and v'hu dichtiv, right? And that, but the hora'ah is written. He says, elelav ha'aki kamar, mi'ut kahal shechatu b'shkigat ma'aseh chayamin. When do they bring a korban? When it was a ma'aseh. She'ein beitin mevin adidahen par. But maybe if each individual causing a majority did a sin, but not through Beit Din, but on their own volition, right? That be patru wakos the majority. Sharei Beit Din mevin alei empar b'horah, because Beit Din bring empar on the horah when it's the majority. Maybe the individuals who make up the majority, even though it wasn't Beit Din, would they not bring a horah as well? No, ma'am aretz means that they do. Individuals do. Afilu rubo, even if it's the majority. So that was like a long, concrete, complicated idea, midrash avia, trying to understand the difference between individuals causing the majority or falling on their own sinning. When the majority sinned without Beit Din, or when Beit Din made a decision that they sinned. So Amar Rav Papa says, wait a second. He says, that's not necessarily easy proof, right? Because we're trying to prove Nechachamim, and they're always going to bring their own korban. He says, then maybe, deal me lo hein velo Beit Din, maybe in a case like that, nobody bring a korban, because the majority are patruwa, because the majority of the Am. And majority of the Am don't bring a korban. But Beit Din wouldn't bring a korban either, because there wasn't a horah, right? That's Rav Papa. Wait a second. Hachi ma ir de kemahadir aruba lechiyuva. Does it make sense? Says the Gemara to Rav Papa. Why? If you're telling me that even when there's a majority and they also it would make that difference with individuals or the majority, does it make sense? Why? Because the Gemara goes to such pains to prove aruba lechiyuva, that there's a chiyuv on Beit Din to bring a korban when the majority of Am Yisrael sin. Love me, isn't that implicit? Therefore, de miut behora kaimilei. The Michaivu Bahora'a, right? Isn't it implicit that the Mi'ut, right, when there's a Hora'a, wouldn't bring a Korban? The Michaivu Bahora'a, in other words, when there's a majority. See, that's the case. Venera Beresha al Mi'ut, the Michaivu Shkat Masi. You should then come back and tell us that the Mi'ut would be Chayv a Korban even on a Bishkat Masi. Ulubasof Nihadar Aruba Lechiv Bishkat Masi. And you're going to end up from there saying what? That even the majority should be Chayv if it was Shkat Masi, not Horat Beit Din. Okay, let me just go to the next two lines. 1 second. Al-Rishtabach. Yeah.
What?